guys, welcome back to my channel. This is the People Building Podcast.
My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away.
So today's podcast is all about how to manage situations where you feel under attack. So I'm not talking about physical attack here. I'm talking about where you suddenly get back-footed in maybe a meeting or a conversation and you were not expecting that to happen. Now, I had this happen to me really recently. I'm rolling up my sleeves because I feel like I'm preparing for battle as I begin to retell the story. So these two social workers came in and I had actually made notes to take with me to talk to them about the safeguarding concern. However, when I sat down with them, it became apparent that they did not really want to talk about that. In fact, what they wanted to talk to me about was the fact that my mum had moved into a care home and whether or not I had put her there against her will. So I very quickly realised that this was not a let's talk about the safeguarding issue we need to talk about, but in fact, it was an interrogation of me. Immediately in my brain, I could hear myself thinking, I haven't prepared for this. I don't have any notes. Why are they asking me all these questions? And as I got myself flustered, I started to kind of lose information from my brain. In fact, after the meeting was over, there'd been one specific challenge that my mum's been experiencing that they were asking me about, and they asked me to give an example of her experiencing that challenge. So the challenge is in relation to her lack of spatial awareness. Now, in that moment when they asked me, because I was still so stunned that we were having a meeting about something I hadn't at all been expecting to have a meeting about, I couldn't find any examples. And as soon as they'd left, I had a ton of them. So what we need to be able to do in these situations is to keep calm and find ways to be able to come up with the right responses, even though we might have gone into fight or flight mode and started to feel as if we are under attack. If you think that learning some skills like that would be useful to you, then keep on watching and listening, if you're listening to the podcast on iTunes. Okay, so thing number one is a really simple technique. You can just start to tell a story around the thing that you are talking about. You know, maybe backtrack in history and start to give all of the information and fluff that you would ordinarily cut out if you were writing a report, for example. What this is it's you buying yourself some time to pad so that whilst you're coming up with fluff, you can also be thinking in your head about other important things, like the most important things that you want to be able to say about the situation. Another way that you can pad is to get halfway through doing that and then pause and go, I'm so sorry, I've completely forgotten what the question was. So as part of our padding, we can also ask them to repeat the question, because once again, it buys you more time to think about what you're saying, to catch your breath, center yourself, and calm yourself down. The chances are that whilst you're trying to think and talk at the same time, you might get yourself built up into a bit more of a frenzy. Whereas if they're talking and all they're actually doing is repeating a question that you remember anyway, then you can take that opportunity to catch your breath, compose yourself, and start to really think. Tip number two is for you to ask questions of them. This serves two purposes. Once again, it gives you some thinking time whilst they reel off whatever the answer to your questions might be. But most importantly, from a psychological perspective, it gives both you and them the opportunity to get the sense of regaining control of this interaction. Typically, we think of the person who is asking the questions as the one who is directing or leading the conversation. So by you starting to ask some questions of your own, it's a bit like when your dog puts his paw on top of your hand and says, I'm taking charge here. It's the same sort of thing. You're saying, actually, I'm going to take charge of this situation for a moment so that you internally give yourself a bit of a confidence boost in knowing that you are taking control of this situation, and maybe you start to get them to back off a little bit because they realize that perhaps you're going to be a bit more feisty to deal with than they'd anticipated. Tip number three is to backtrack if you suddenly remember stuff. The last thing you want to have happen is to walk away from that exchange like I did on Friday, thinking, why didn't I say this? Why didn't I say that? And getting all frustrated with yourself. If you remember things there and there and in the moment, say them. Pause the conversation and say, sorry, I just remembered something. I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but right at the beginning, you asked me about this and it's just popped back into my brain that I didn't add this in. And I just wanted to add this because I think it might be important. Now, if the conversation is over and you have parted company, go back to the conversation if you can. So for me, it could be a follow-up email or a letter that I send where I say, remember when you asked me that question about spatial awareness and I didn't seem to have an answer at the time? I'm sorry, I just got myself a bit flustered because I wasn't expecting the meeting to be going like that. But here is the answer to your question, just so that you have the information that you were looking for that day. Don't be afraid to backtrack and go back to a point if you feel that you haven't explained yourself properly. It could be really important that you do that. My favourite tip, number four, is to say, right, so three things. I do this a lot. I'm aware that I do this a lot. Now, it can sometimes shoot you in the foot because at the point when you say, so three things, you probably haven't got three things. If you're lucky, you might have one. But as a result of putting that little bit of pressure on your brain, it does cause you at times to be able to generate some more ideas for your brain to go, oh, hang on, I need to get creative and come up with at least three things here. So I will start talking about whatever thing number one was, which was probably the only one that I had in mind at that time. But very often by the time I've got to talking about thing one, my brain has come up with what thing two should be, and then I can add that in. Sometimes if I haven't got a thing number three, I'll go back to number one again and say it again. I do this a lot. I'm really aware. For those of you that know me personally, you'll know that I'll very often say, okay, so I have three things to mention about that. Thing one is this, thing two is this, and thing three is thing number one. And I'm just saying it again. But it just buys you time. It causes your brain to go into more of a thinking and searching mode. But it also means for the person that you are interacting with that you're not just kind of coming up with one-off answers. You are really thinking about what it is that they're asking you, even though they might have completely caught you on the back foot and they were thinking that they were going to, I don't know, maybe be able to catch you out as a result of having this conversation with you. You've just shown them that mentally you are prepared for this and that you can come up with reasonable responses to what they are asking you. So my final tip is, now this is probably something that applies mainly to my British audience, because us Brits, we are known for being rather polite. And sometimes that means that we might conceal some of our, what's the word, pissed offness. I don't know if that's a real word. I don't think it is. But sometimes we will be polite in a situation where actually the other person should know that they have overstepped the boundary, or they should know that actually this situation isn't being handled in the right way for you. I suppose ultimately what I'm saying is be honest about your emotions in that moment. It's okay for you to say, I'm sorry if my voice is starting to sound a bit shaky. I just wasn't expecting to have this conversation today. I feel like you've caught me on the back foot. And actually, now I feel unprepared. I'm starting to get a bit pissed off about it. Don't take it personally, but I just needed you to know that. Sorry, what was your question? So something along those lines, so that you can be really authentic in those moments. If you conceal how the situation is making you feel because you want to keep a stiff upper lip, in a very British way, or you think it makes you look braver, actually what you might end up doing is giving the impression that this situation isn't affecting you, when what they wanted to see was some kind of emotional connection, or that you really cared about the subject matter that you're talking about. Express and share the emotion that you're feeling with them, because if you do then become upset, at least you've pre-framed it with them and have justified why is your feeling the way in which you are feeling. Show your emotions and to explain why it is that you're feeling pissed off, if indeed that's the particular emotion that this situation is causing you to feel. And that, my friends, is the end of today's podcast. I hope that this has been a useful and important one for you. It's certainly an important one for me to reflect upon, actually. As I look back on my situation on Friday, I'm able to think about the things that I did do well and the things that I would do even better if I were in that situation again, which I've no doubt at some point in time I probably will be. So thank you very much for watching today. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button. Be sure to subscribe to this channel and click the little notifications bell next to the subscribe button so that you get notified the next time I upload one of these videos. But for now, thank you so much for watching or listening, depending on how I was tuning into your ears today. And I will see you all once again on the next one. Take care, guys. Bye.